2 o'clock this afternoon. Now, last week we heard how students at Stowmarket High School are getting the chance to combine learning languages with their love of the beautiful game as they take part in German Double Club, an initiative designed by Arsenal to encourage children to improve their language skills. Well, on Thursday, the group made their first visit to Portman Road, and Linda Walker, Beschukte Portmanstrasse, went along to see how they got on.
Vor wart, Ipswich!
Come on, Ipswich.
Ist seine Socken heute Abend losgeworden?
He worked his socks off tonight.
Schiri, wir wissen, wo dein Auto steht.
Referee, we know where you've parked your car. As far as Germany is concerned, any reference to football tends to bring back painful memories, but not for the Year 9 students from Stowmarket High who just enjoyed their tour of Portman Road. 13-year-old Jane Hearn and 14-year-old Mike Dade told me what they thought of the day.
It's been really good because I'm an Ipswich fan. It's good to go and have a look around the stadium and, as well as Jade said, like learn some words that I didn't know before about football. And yeah.
Can you give me an example?
Well, we've learned how to say players, managers, fourth officials, different types of rooms, like the media room and like that.
Go on, give me a German word.
Der Sportreporter is like a press reporter.
Fantastic. How about you, Jade?
I'm going to go for an easy one then, manage.
You're cheating now, aren't you?
Yeah.
But seriously, is there anything about football that you didn't know before that you've learned today?
Well, I didn't know there was a... because I wasn't very good. I knew about football, like there was a ball and players, but I didn't know there was like a line person. Didn't know their particular stands and blocks. Didn't know it was quite big as well. It's huge.
And I'm guessing as an Ipswich Town fan, you've been here before, Mike?
Yeah, I'm a season ticket holder. I go every home game.
But it must be nice to come and kind of see behind the scenes
as
well.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've had a look at the stadium a couple of times before, but it's really good to have a look round and also practice the German at the same time.
Fantastic. So you think other people your age might quite like to have a go at this?
Yeah, I think it's a great scheme that people should be getting involved with. Yeah, I think a lot of people our age would enjoy it.
Leading the activities was Ipswich Town's Community Trust Double Club coordinator, Darren Ambler, who'd been pleased with the results.
All the kids seem to enjoy it and pick up a few German words as we go through the day. I believe it works well because it's relating sport, which kind of inspires a lot of children, with the German. So being keen sports people, it's inspiring them to learn the language. But it's important in life to know another language and takes them on for future life.
And this sort of thing is the kind of stuff that the Community Trust are doing all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, probably we don't sing our own praises enough because we're out there in the community doing a lot of events, and we've been running Double Club just for literacy and numeracy now for 3 years within Ipswich and surrounding areas. So I've done this, probably my third year of doing Double Clubs, and complete novices to football go away with bundles of knowledge to do of the club by the end of it.
Sarah Shester is the project manager for Roots into Languages East, the team responsible for bringing German Double Club to Ipswich Town, and she explained how they did it.
We heard about what was happening down in Arsenal. They do French, German and Spanish. In conversation with Carl Pfeiffer of the Goethe Institute, discovered that they would like very much to roll out the German further. So we went looking for a football club in the eastern region to see if they would be interested in doing the same programme, and we phoned Matt Try here at Ipswich Town, and he was really enthusiastic about the idea, and the rest, as they say, is history. There was a wonderfully enthusiastic teacher at Stowmarket School, and she picked it up there, and it's all come together beautifully, and here we have the result.
And that wonderfully enthusiastic teacher is Jenny Turner, who took a break from her position in the midfield to explain why the scheme appealed to her.
I think because it was something different. And it was something that I saw the potential in to perhaps capture the imagination of perhaps particularly boys in Year 9 who often find it quite difficult to be engaged with languages. And so I'm always on the lookout to find some interesting ways to make languages relevant for students, and this seemed to be a perfect opportunity, really.
There will be cynics who will say, oh, come on, they're only interested in it because it's going to get them playing football.
It was made very clear at the outset when students signed up for the activity that it's not just about football, and similarly it's not just about German, and that anybody who perhaps suggested or demonstrated that maybe they were only in it for one thing wouldn't necessarily be enjoy themselves terribly much. I teach quite a lot of these students German anyway in their normal lessons. Some of them I haven't taught German before because they're in different groups, and I think I can put my hand on my heart and say these kids really are interested in both. And a lot of them have been very excited over the last few weeks. I taught some of them German this morning actually, and they could barely contain themselves before we left at lunchtime to come up here. So I think if anybody has any doubts about the programme, they should perhaps come along and see it in action and see how enthusiastic these kids really are about it.
I can't let you go, Jenny, without your students, bless them, have given me some words that kind of are the same in both languages. give us a few examples of the kind of words that they've been learning today.
We did some vocabulary about parts of the stadium, which we picked up on the way round, we were invited into the changing rooms, which was a big privilege, and the word for changing rooms is Umkleidekabine. So that's an interesting one. Wir spielen jetzt auf dem Gras. We're playing now on the pitch. I think a word that will stick in the students' minds today is der VIP-Bereich, which literally means the VIP area. But in German, instead of saying VIP, you say VIP. So I think the students will remember that.
It doesn't just stop here, though, does it?
No,
you're going to be continuing this project back at school.
Absolutely. Next Wednesday, we start our proper German in the classroom after school lessons. We've got some fabulous resources and worksheets and so on to start working on. And we're going to be looking at more phrases and more words to do with German and football. And I think the first session is all about learning about German football teams, learning a bit more about the Bundesliga.
So a good day, it seems, was had by all.
Sie denken, es ist vorbei.
Vielen Dank, Ipswich Town Community Trust und Roots in the Language East. Yay!
Nice one.
It is now.
Linda Walker, who was at Portland Road on Thursday, learning more about the Stowmarket High School double club, where they were combining their love of football with a chance to learn a bit of German. Tone.